different time zone. And since I have it at the moment, you the one I wanna shine my light on. Get your life, little mama, won't you get your life on? Ain't nothing cooler than the wrong moves when you do them to the right song, and shoot this movie and put the shit on repeat. I hope this marries, I'm making you fall asleep before we... Hi everyone, welcome to Short Spanner Podcast.
Hello,
my
hello.
Name is Titi Sule and I'm here with...
Abimbola Moonia Kitalayo. How's everybody doing?
Awesome. We're in the third episode for time management. I'm so excited to talk about today's topic.
Right? Yes,
because we both like food, right?
We love food.
So we're going to be covering time management for food. How do you prep? How do you manage your time and make sure like you have like really good food on the table, right? As working parents,
yes.
As moms, like how do you manage that? Mm-hmm. So do you enjoy cooking?
Oh my God, that is a complicated question, Titi. Because, you know, in my ideal world, I enjoy cooking when everything is prepped. But of course, we don't need...
Who does the prepping?
Exactly. But I don't know. I just wish it would be prepped. So I'll say I'm right in the middle of the scale. I really don't hate it, but it's not my favorite thing to do.
Okay.
What about you, Titi?
It's random. Like, there are some days that I wake up and I'm like, oh, I want to cook like 10 things and I have all these great ideas. And then there's some days I'm like, oh, man, it's such a chore. Like, I don't even want to do it.
I know.
So it's random. But, you know, I have like meals that I prep and I cook like pretty much every week. So because we got to eat. And
yep.
I like food. And I like fresh food.
And I love fresh food. And delicious.
I love fresh food. Oh,
and
my
delicious
goodness.
Meals. And hot meals.
Hot meals.
Yes. I don't want cold sandwiches all the time. I don't want to be snacking
I'm
on
carrots. I'm not even a sandwich person. Like, I like hot meals. Like, I'll do like salads sometimes.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the most part, I want it to be hot.
When I do sandwiches, it's a song and dance. I mean, it's hot. I'm doing this. I'm doing the most with my sandwiches. So it's not an ordinary
it's not a regular.
It's not a regular sandwich.
Not a regular cold Subway sandwich.
No. So, Titi, let's tell our audience some, you know, very precise things we can do to help prep meals, you know.
Yeah. So, it's fun. When I think about prepping meals, I think about our moms, right? Our moms, man. Some of them, they cook every single day.
Yep.
And there's always, like, food ready.
They prep
everything so quickly.
Yes.
Like, I was sharing the story of, like, my mom when I had a baby and she was living with me. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to go shower. And then you can go shower. And then, you know, we're going to cook. And then by the time I was done showering, she had cooked. She had showered. She had... Shower the baby. I'm like, oh my goodness, like, how did you do all of this? Like,
super
in a time,
moms.
I know, right? We had super moms
and
they learned how to like figure out and navigate all these things.
Yeah,
but I think some of the tips that we're going to be talking about today is like things that we kind of picked up from them,
yes,
that we should share, right?
Yeah. So, time management,
I think this is your area of expertise.
Oh my gosh, okay, I'll try.
I'm asking you the questions,
okay? Okay, I'll try. I do have some tricks up my sleeve that helps,
she does.
So I'll try, okay.
So talk about the prepping side. How
do
you do the prepping side?
Okay, so the prepping, this is it. Keep it simple. Yes, I love delicious meals. However, I don't want to spend 3 hours, 4 hours in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Really, within 30 to 45 minutes, I want my food to be out.
Okay.
So what I do is look for fresh. I really try to do some organic stuff in the house. These are my staples. For example, I buy this organic tomato sauce from Costco.
Okay.
It's a Kirkland brand.
Okay.
It's really good. That means I don't have to blend anything.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? I have my tomato sauce. So let me give you an example. I want to make tomato sauce with chicken very quickly. I chop onions. I put a little bit of ground pepper. I put my chicken to saute it. And then I pour the sauce on top of it. Guess what? Chicken sauce is done. We can have rice with it. Another trick that I do.
So you cook the chicken inside the sauce like
Yes.
that?
Yes.
Look, I'm picking up recipes from me with Abimbola in this episode.
Another thing I do I essentially add mixed vegetables. You know, I chop onions, okay. I saute mixed vegetables with it. Guess what? We have rice and we have our little greens on the side, and boom, dinner is done.
Yeah. One of the things that works very well, especially as working parents, mm-hmm. is prepping in advance. And for us, we, at least, you know, when I do cook on the weekends,
mm-hmm.
cook like a bunch of meals,
mm-hmm.
and have it ready.
Yep.
So you can have like, you know, 2 to 3 days of food that is available for you and the family to eat, so you're not like having to cook every single day.
That's a great idea.
Do you guys
idea.
Do the same thing?
We do something similar. So on Sundays, you know, after we've come back from church, we've taken a nap, you know, I prep like 3 to 4 different meals that will get us till Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
Another idea we talked about is having a timetable. Now.
That's hard.
That's tricky.
I have timetable for the kids, mm-hmm. but, and I've tried to make timetable for myself, mm-hmm. and DJ, and
yeah.
it just... We don't follow it.
We don't follow it. My daughter gets on me all the time. Mommy, the timetable says we should eat this.
Really?
I'm like, well, mommy is cooking this. And so I'm putting a caveat here. Have a timetable, but have alternate timetables. So, for example, you may say Thursday evening we're going to eat dodo eggs and some vegetables.
Okay.
Or fries, eggs, and vegetables.
Okay.
So you have options.
Alternatives. All right.
So that way, for someone like me that I'm a bit unpredictable and I don't like schedules too much,
right.
it helps to have options. Like, oh, even though I said it's dodo and eggs on Thursday.
I really want to eat dodo today.
I know, exactly. I make it fries and eggs or something else. You know, have alternatives.
All right. So there are, so we talked about like on the weekend having your meals that you prep and cook,
mm-hmm.
and that would serve you for like 2 to 3 days, so that way you don't have to like think about it every week, like what am I gonna cook this week and what
yeah.
am I gonna cook next week. So having
yeah.
those regular staples that you eat,
I love like, the staples,
like
yeah.
rice always
rice.
for sure always for sure
like,
in the on
and
the menu.
Pizza Fridays,
oh yeah, like it's okay to like just buy food sometimes,
yeah.
you know, like it's not every time that you have the energy to come back home and cook.
Exactly.
So it's okay to like order takeout.
Yeah, give yourself
know?
A break, you know.
I have a funny story there because
okay.
this
I
is funny.
Hear.
I was thinking about this because one day, just like a rough day, trying to figure out, pick up the kids from school, and I stopped mm-hmm. by McDonald's and picked up like, you know, the kids' meal.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt bad because I used to trash McDonald's. Like I used to be like, Fit Fam family, you know,
yes.
I don't do McDonald's, like
yep.
that's crappy food, that's yucky food.
I would never
give my kids that. That's you know, nasty. And
yep.
and that day I was like, man, I felt so bad. I'm like, I owe McDonald's an apology because McDonald's just saved my life.
I know
today.
They bail like, you out sometimes.
And my kids, I mean, they like it when they eat it. So I'm like, some days, you know, McDonald's does just fine. Some days we do like pizza,
absolutely,
Taco Tuesdays,
yes.
So like just having like, you know, other options that
yeah.
I'm. They might not be like super healthy options, but they're convenient and they help you get through
yeah,
that day.
That day. Because
right.
you have to give yourself a break in all of this. Then
right.
there's something that I learned from a friend. We don't practice it yet because my children are still young, but it's called do it yourself food day. Meaning
figure yourself out.
DIY the food. So it allows them to be creative.
Right.
If they want to eat something cold, well, that's on them.
That's
if
your
they
choice.
Want to eat something hot, that's on them.
I can't wait to get there.
You know?
DIY your own food.
I know. Kids, DIY your own food.
Go to the fridge and figure it out.
Yeah. Go to the fridge. Whatever is there, figure it out. So that's a great idea.
Yeah. So with the kids, though, like
okay.
that's a different,
yeah.
it brings a different dynamic. Because with yourself, you can always like sort yourself out, right?
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But with the kids, like, you have to prep their meals at home.
Yep.
And
yep.
especially in the morning, like, getting them ready for school or
yeah.
after school, like,
yeah.
in the evenings.
Yeah.
So how do you prep their meals? And sometimes they eat things that are different from us. Like,
yeah.
I don't eat chicken nuggets, but my kids
yeah.
like chicken nuggets.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
like, how do you manage that?
So for the children, like, their breakfast, they pretty much just have three options. Oatmeal, cereal.
Okay.
Or waffles.
So like easy to make
easy
meals.
To make
yeah,
meals okay. for breakfast. And for lunch is usually similar, fast and quick. We can make either spaghetti
mm-hmm.
or chicken nuggets. I found this really nice pack of chicken nuggets, really fresh chicken.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's delicious. Even okay. the adults, we like it too.
Okay.
And I just pop it in the oven for 15 minutes. And it's chicken and fries. And I pop the fries in with the oven.
Oh.
Yeah. And when it's done, lunch is ready.
I need to see that.
I know. Lunch is ready. Okay. So for the kids, and it's good, you know, to set those type of foundations for the kids also. So they'll learn the practice of eating well, eating at home.
True.
And
you can't eat out all the time.
Yeah, you can't eat out all the time, even though they love to eat out all the time.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
they want to go to a restaurant
all the time. Yeah, he's like, when are we, gonna
are
go
we
going to go to a restaurant?
Going,
I know.
Are we going out to eat today?
I know. Are we going out
like,
to
nope, like, we're
no,
going home.
We're going home. We're going to eat mommy and daddy food. Involve your spouse.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're a working mom, you have to, like, sometimes you might have to travel, sometimes you have to stay late in the office. Like, it's good to, like, involve your spouse whenever you're cooking.
Yeah.
You know, male or female.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
And involve them in the process so they can learn if they don't know how to do it. So if you're not available, your kids and they themselves are not starving,
hungry,
calling you, when are you going to be home? Because there's no food at home.
Yeah.
So it's important for them to also learn how to cook. It's a life skill.
Yeah.
It's so important for them to know that. So I think
absolutely,
involving
Titi.
Them in the process of cooking, mm-hmm. you know, it's also a way to spend time together, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then so that way they can survive on their own too if you're not there.
That's a great idea. And let's not forget about the healthy snacks, having healthy options at home.
Right. So, you know, when you come back from the office, right, most people come back from the office, you have a regular like 8 to 5 schedule. If you come back from the office like 5:30, 6 o'clock, your body's already hungry, right? Because last time you had lunch is probably like noon, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So for me, it helps to have healthy snack options in your house. Mm-hmm. You know, like I always have almonds, like raw almonds in my house. I always have like Greek yogurt. So if I'm starving when I come home, I like snack on
something
real quick before I like start figuring out, okay, so what am I actually going to eat?
I know. What's food going to be like this evening?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Otherwise, you know, I see myself like start like eating bread and bread tastes so good.
Oh my God. It's dangerous.
I'm like, oh man, I just want to have one slice of bread. Yeah.
Hawaiian
bread is awesome.
It's so delicious.
It's so delicious.
I know, but it's so not good.
And you can never stop at one.
No,
right?
you can't stop at one. Yeah, it's so dangerous. It's that dangerous. One thing we do in our household that's helped us a lot with the healthy snacks is to have fruit options at home.
Okay.
So for my kids to be able to eat in between meals, I offer them fruits. It also satisfies
the sugar cravings. Yeah,
you know?
It does.
So either tangerine or...
those fruit tangerine cups?
Yeah, those tangerine cups. Or even the fresh one.
Okay.
Bananas. They love bananas.
Okay.
Also mangoes, cut mangoes, pineapple, pear, oranges.
There's so many options.
Yeah, so many options.
Especially this time of the year in the
summer,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So, to wrap up, let's just kind of do a quick summary of everything that we talked about that could be helpful to our audience.
Right. Okay. So we talked about prepping, right? That's number one.
Yeah,
preferably in advance, right?
Yeah.
Having a timetable.
Yes.
Having your staples that you eat.
Yeah.
It's okay to go out and eat.
Yes, yes, yes.
Have your kids figure out their meals sometimes.
Sometimes do it yourself.
And then involve your spouse
partner
in the process, right?
Yeah.
So that's all we have for today.
Yes,
it was fun talking to you again.
Yeah. Now let's go eat.
I know. We should go eat. I've been drinking my juice here.
I know. Yeah. I want something delicious now. But thank you for listening. Please follow us on Shotspanner and we'll be
back. On Instagram.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.